Other worlds lie outside our seeing, beyond the beyond, at the edge of within. The Great Pyramid, erected by the Ancient Ones as a barricade at the portal between two dimensions, two separate realities. This is the story of one family drawn through a mysterious vortex into the other world, and of their perilous trek homeward.
On another world. How had it happened? In the seaport of Atena, I have used the access crystal to acquire a Class A travel visa and a small sailing boat. I thought that the next province was an easy two-day journey. I was wrong. I'd always been a pretty good fair weather sailor, but I wasn't prepared for what hit us on the second day out. The storm was like nothing ever seen on Earth. For hours we fought it. It was no use. Our boat slowly fell apart beneath us. We entered the waves.
Wait here.
Be careful.
Check it out.
You all right?
Hey, everybody, come over here. This way. It's all right. Come on.
Cal, where are we?
Why are you wearing that hat?
They gave it to me. We're on an island. Everybody's very friendly. I think it's some kind of a resort. A lot of food in that tent. Anybody hungry?
I can't believe this. Man.
What is this place? I've always
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We don't have any money to pay for this.
Maybe they take American Express.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Do you think we're supposed to have reservations or something?
Don't worry. We got the travel visa. Relax. You're supposed to be on vacation.
What if they're zone troopers?
Zone troopers don't get vacation.
Oh.
Good morning. Welcome to Club Paradise. I'm Scarla Ray, your host for what I know will be an unforgettable resort experience. Located on a volcanic island in the Cradian Sea, Club Paradise covers 60,000 hectozones of magnificently landscaped scenery and offers guests an unlimited variety of activities. No matter what your taste, we are here to fulfill your desires. As you arrived, you saw that our island is surrounded by a ring of perpetual laser storms. We harness their energy to create the perfect weather that you are now enjoying. An electromagnetic barrier protects us from the destructive forces that we control from our weather room. In all the years of operation, we've never had cause to use our emergency evacuation system. But if you hear this warning blast, report immediately to the Marina Landing, where shuttle boats will carry you quickly and safely back to Itania. Now, please continue to enjoy yourselves while our hostesses make arrangements for your housing.
So that was the storm we hit.
Sure, we keep people away we weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Hello there, I'm Bunny. Welcome to Paradise.
Thank you.
May I have your names, please?
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Sterling and family.
Sterling. You're not on our list. Of zone path?
Yes, right here.
Thank you.
Look, there must be some mistake here. We made reservations. Now, look, first you lose our luggage and now this. I mean, I don't understand what's going on here. Can you do something about this?
Excuse me, I'll get my supervisor.
Thank you.
Think we should make a run for it?
On an island, where are we going to run?
Right.
Well, it's a cute little family. Lost your reservation, did they?
Oh, yes. I don't believe I caught the name, Mr.
Osa. Max Osa. Let me tell you something. They lose a lot of things around here.
Mr. Osa, you've got to remember to count your coconuts.
Sometimes, they even lose people.
Oh, Mr. Osa, your room is all ready. I think a nap would be a good idea, don't you? On the first day, some guests overdo it. Excuse me. Dad, look, it's that lady. She's really pretty, isn't she?
Mr. and Mrs. Sterling. I'm Scarla Ray. I'm sorry about the mix-up, but even Paradise has its problems.
How do you do? I'm Hal Sterling. This is my wife, June, my son, Trace, my daughter, Gina, and my son, Smith.
What a handsome family. I see all the Sterling men are good-looking.
Do you have a room for us?
Yes, we always keep a master suite available for anyone with a Class A zone pass. Important people don't need reservations. If you need any clothes, just take what you like from the island boutique. A free wardrobe is included in the tour. The valet tram will take you to your bungalow. If there's anything I can do to make your stay more enjoyable, just let me know. I'm at your service.
Help?
Don't you like any of those?
I like them. They don't like me.
We don't have to go swimming, you know. I mean, there are other things to do around here.
Our world is very much pleasure. Be sure to check the daily activity schedule. We at Club Paradise want to make every moment of your vacation a once-in-a-lifetime experience. As you arrived, you saw that our island is surrounded by a perpetual laser storm.
There's something about this place I don't like.
Perfect weather that you are now enjoying.
It's in the air.
An electromagnetic barrier.
That seems fine to me.
Destructive forces that we control.
I know.
Club Paradise covers 60,000 hectozones of magnificently landscaped scenery and offers guests an unlimited variety of activities. No matter what your taste, we are here to fulfill your desires.
I'll be back in 3 days to collect.
That's too soon. I need at least a week.
What's happened to you, Scholar? You never missed a delivery. And now you tell me you'll be short again? Not keeping more than your share, are you?
I don't even need to answer that.
Demand for Coloma is up, Enema. I've given my word to some very important people. We must not disappoint them. The results could be disastrous.
Remind the Minister of Aesthetics that production of Coloma depends upon the quality of life. The people he's been sending me are no longer happy.
But it is your job to create happiness. That's why we gave you the power to build this island long ago. In 80 years, you've never let me down. Don't begin now. Yes, what do you want?
Mr. Osa's not in his room.
Well, find him.
When I do, maybe you should send him away to paradise.
You look thirsty. How about a drink? You don't mind sharing a straw, do you?
I know. Not at all. An unusual flavor.
It's from my private stock. Are you busy?
I was waiting for my wife. She's having her hair done.
Well, that's going to take a little while. Why don't you come and play a game of fission ball with me?
What's fission ball?
It's a real workout.
I'd love to, but I think I should wait.
It's an awful lot of fun. Come on.
Well, all right.
We alternate service. 1 point for every goal. The game is 21. Any questions?
Yeah, is this game dangerous?
this is what they did to my son.
You all right?
I thought you said this game wasn't dangerous. I think I pulled something.
Here, let me.
Look at this. I haven't seen readings like his in a long time.
Yeah, he sure is a live one.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thanks.
Four downstairs are almost burned out. Six turned to dust a few minutes ago. Keeping him alive as long as I can.
Yeah, well, he's just in time. We shouldn't have any trouble making delivery with him on the table.
He'll be good for at least 100 drops of Coloma.
You look very nice. Will you wait a minute? Did I act this way when we were in Las Vegas at that veterinarian's convention? And you played tennis all afternoon with Dr. Yaniger?
He was a business colleague.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess I was flattered by the attention. Made me feel like I wasn't such an old guy.
Well, you're my old guy. Don't you forget that.
I cannot eat another bite.
Me either. You know something? This sure is better than the vacation we took last summer back home. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember the dude ranch with the 100-year-old horses. Great place.
Hey, Trace, you want to go to the weather room? I found it.
No, I think I'm gonna be busy.
I'll go.
You're interested in weather?
No. I'm interested in the cute guy who's working there, though. May we please be excused? He's really cute.
Go on.
Careful.
Would you excuse me?
Don't stay out too late.
To a long life and love.
I need to see you right now.
Excuse me.
I've looked everywhere.
This is an island. How can an old man get lost? I want him found. You okay?
You know, I've been feeling so strange lately. I don't know.
Are you sick? Your face seems kind of flushed.
No, I'm fine. I haven't felt this good in 20 years.
Let's go back to the room, okay? I'm kind of tired.
Oh, come on now. Come on, the night is still young. Come on, just one dance. You're gonna love it, I promise you.
You got it. Let me go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back.
Hello. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, very much.
I'm glad. Everything on this island is for your pleasure.
Is that your private reserve?
It isn't private anymore. Do you think your wife would mind if we danced?
No.
Mrs. Sterling, you've got to help me. We got to get out of here. I found out what happened to my son. She took his life. Here, this proves it. We got to warn everybody. We got to get away.
Oh, I hope he didn't frighten you.
He seems very upset.
I know. He's got some crazy idea that his son was here, but he doesn't even have a son.
What are you going to do to him?
Get him back to Itani before he hurts himself or hurts one of our guests. Don't worry, he'll be all right. Please excuse me.
You see, everybody talks about the weather, but I do something about it. Want help? This
one? Hey, Bingo, what's this?
In a minute, okay? I'm explaining something to your sister.
Wonderful to live in paradise like this. It's almost like a dream.
It would be even better if there was someone to share it with.
Well, it's getting late. I think I better be going.
Will you walk me to my bungalow?
How can anybody refuse you anything? Something. I love the way the moons look tonight.
There's a legend that says they're two lovers longing to touch. But before their passion can begin, they must wait for the world to end.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
I'd forgotten it for so long until tonight.
Well, I guess I better be going. Jim is probably wondering what happened to me.
I envy her. Every night she spends with you. I'll see you in the morning.
Look, I don't know what happened. You never came back, so we kept on dancing, and then we sat and we talked, and I lost track of the time. So I'm sorry, but I'm tired, and I want to go to bed.
How come Dad's shouting?
I am not shouting. We are having a discussion.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
I know what time it is. Will you go to bed?
It's all right, Gina. Come on. Hal, the sooner we get out of here, the better.
Just because some crazy man shows you a blurry picture and says this place is dangerous? I'm sorry, but I'm not that paranoid.
Before it became a resort, this island was a military base. That's why they built the weather control system. After the unification wars, it became a scientific island for biological experiments. That's why all the animal and plant life is so different here.
So what is that supposed to prove?
That it may still be going on, and that that man's son may have found out, and if that's true, then Scarla...
Listen! I'm tired, and I want to go to sleep. So good night.
Down to watch the sunset?
That's something she had to do.
I haven't seen her all day. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Then how come you guys were fighting last night?
Gina, we weren't fighting last night.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Look, it is none of your business, so let's just drop it, okay?
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing at all is wrong with me.
Dad, I don't see why we just...
Gina, will you please be quiet? Why do you have to keep talking all the time? Gina, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't understand what's happening to me. I'm gonna go find your mother.
Mr. Osa?
He's not there.
Where is he?
He checked out. Left on the noon shuttle boat. Is there something I could help you with?
No, thank you.
Mrs. Sterling, I hope you're not angry with me. I know I must seem like a terrible flirt, but it's just part of my job. Trying to make the men relax and enjoy themselves.
I understand. I know my husband and I trust him. We've been married a long time.
was looking for June.
No, you weren't.
Oh, God, I can't.
Why? It's what you want as much as I want you. And I've wanted you from the moment we met.
Because it's wrong.
Wrong to be happy? Hal, I love you. You're so much like one who was lost to me forever. But now you've come back and I'll never let you go. Be with me tonight.
This is Gibby in Bungalow 7. I need a screen check.
Okay, the set's working fine. I've got a clear view of the room. Here's an echo projection.
Thanks, Bunny.
I saw the photograph of his son. He was here.
Well, where is it?
That man took it when he cleaned out the room.
Have you ever met his son?
No.
Then how do you know it was of him?
Okay, I see your point. But why would he leave his clothes?
Because it was a free wardrobe and he was giving it back to the island.
Oh, come on, I don't believe that. But it still doesn't explain why they bug our rooms.
Look, I have to go.
Please don't leave me.
I have to see her again. She asked me to come.
You do whatever she wants?
That's what I want.
She's done something to you. Don't you see that?
All I see is that for a long time I've been worried about everybody else. But that's over. From now on, I only think about me and what I need.
Is she what you need?
I don't know. But I'm gonna find out.
Not this one. Not Sterling.
But without him, we'll never have enough.
Get somebody else.
His readings are some of the highest we've ever had. He'll be a good producer.
Take his family, but not him.
So you can keep him for yourself, is that it? Aren't you a little old for that, Scarla?
As long as I'm the director, I'll make the decisions.
If you come up short again, you won't be the director.
And you'll be there to take over, won't you?
You've been using more of that liquid to sustain yourself. You can't stop time forever.
I just want him for a while,
to know what it's like to be happy again. Look, do this and I'll make sure you're rewarded. I promise someday paradise will be yours.
Use the access crystal and take one of the shuttle boats. But in any case, we've got to get out of here tonight or we may never leave at all.
Why do we have to go?
Because your father's in danger. We all are. She's got some kind of strange power over him.
Is he with her now?
Yeah.
What kind of power? What has she done to you?
Make him forget who he is. I almost forgot a couple of things, too.
Like what, Mom?
Oh. Like when someone you love gets into trouble. You've just got to try to love them even more. Are you happy?
I am happier than I have ever been. I feel like a kid again who's in love for the first time.
It can be like this forever if you want.
Forever?
You said it would be wonderful to live in paradise. I can make that wish come true. I can give you life without end.
But how?
All you have to do is trust me.
There's Mom and Gina. Come on. He's not in there.
We've got to find him before it's too late.
Mom, what if we don't find him?
He's in this building. I know it. Gina and I saw some kind of a lab on the video equipment in Scarlett's room.
Wait. I've seen this one area in the hotel where no one was allowed. Maybe we should give it a try.
That's great. Where is it?
This way.
Where are we?
Behind this door is a world only a few chosen people have seen. It's time you learned the secret of paradise.
What is that?
Coloma. The essence of life. Coloma that gives us joy untouched by death and pleasure beyond our wildest dreams. Precious drops that transform us into gods. Do as I do. Pledge yourself. Is gone. You are the light of my life and the source of my desire. You I cherish above all others.
You are the light of my life, the source of my desire.
It's locked. Two out of two's not bad.
Not for long. It's not. Stand back. Back! You have. We want you.
You're too late. You can't have him.
You've got to come with us.
Get out of here. Leave us alone.
Hal, listen to me. Look at us. We're your family.
Remember your pledge to me. We are one.
I love you.
She's lying. How can she know of eternal love? All she offers is death. Paradise forever is with me. That's what I'm going to give him.
I can't offer eternity. I don't even know what that means. All I know is I'll love you tomorrow even more than I love you today. And give us both the hope of growing old together. I'm your best friend.
Kill them. If you love me, do it now.
Mankind's oldest dreams, to find a life where love remains forever young. On the island, I had learned something that I would never forget. Reaching after a false paradise can mean the loss of everything. Paradise begins at home. For us, that was just over the horizon, in in some other world.
It's a special time for Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer, and suspicions of foul play uncover an arson ring masterminded by a beautiful woman. But first, Hawk tries to help a dying friend and finds himself in the midst of a Latin American revolution on Airwolf. Next, follow
him.